is it? Day 35, marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Whipping into the chat so I can see you all. Who's there? Oh, I've got Mike. Hello, Mike. Now, what are we talking about today? What's gone on? I have a whole collection of COVIDiots. I know it's scary. But first of all, hello, Jonathan. How did the lettuce go? It only arrived. Oh, yes. You should have seen it, Jonathan. I will describe it for you all, you lucky, lucky people. After we'd done Marooned at MacBite's headquarters last night, as you know, we went straight into our Brooklands 196 by request programme, which is 5 hours long. If you think an after hours is long, this one is 5 hours of the best music. So I'd picked the slot 10 o'clock till midnight, not by choice. That was the only one they had. And I was poised. Of course, Mike, in the meanwhile, we started off with very slow, old-fashioned music. So lots of requests for things from the 40s and 50s. So we do the first slow hour and then we start to ramp it up a little bit as we go. So by the time 10 o'clock arrived, Mike was thinking the delivery would be about 11, you know, bang in the middle of the slot. So by 10 o'clock, there he is on his air guitar. CQ, CQ, Deb. And he had his blonde wig on. Don't ask. I'll put it in the slides for next week. So there he is, head banging away to probably status quo or something. And I've got problems with my notifications. My notifications should be coming through to my watch, but they don't always. It's seemingly random. Usual Apple rubbish. So I hadn't noticed that at 10:10 it said your delivery will be with you shortly. So Mike said, I should probably make sure the bell's on. As I glanced at my thing and I said, I think you should because it says he's delivered it. So he dashed downstairs, replete with wig, to collect the delivery. As he opened the door, there's this guy on the other side in a mask. So the two of them just stood staring at each other and I thought, wondering which one thinks the other one looks the biggest idiot. But fair play to said delivery man. He only got the lettuce here. Yes. Then there I am, mid-show. I'm trying to introduce a song and people are sending in requests and you've no idea how complicated this all is for 5 hours. And I'm shouting down the stairs to Mike, did I get the pasta? Did I get the Dino pasta? He shouted back up, yes, I've only got the Dino pasta as well. So if anybody has a recipe that involves lettuce and pasta, could be onto a winner here, can happily say that we normally have Dolmio and it is gluten free. And it's in like a little packet and it comes, there's meat in it as well as sauce. Well, the ones that I got were in big jars, no meat in them. So we actually had it, instead of having it with beef, we had pasta with Dolmio sauce with chicken in it at lunchtime. So I have had some pasta, not Medino one, saving Medino one. It was some tubey-like stuff. Most enjoyable. So you'll be glad to know. I've sated my cravings for pasta. And yes, we got the Dino, we got the lettuce. What was noticeable with it, I don't know if anybody else is having issues like this, but there's a limit on the number of items you can have. Not, well, in more than one way. We're only allowed three of anything. That's the maximum. But sometimes it's one or sometimes it's two, but it's never more than three of anything. So obviously, if you're buying water, you've got to be thinking about, I could do with 3 times 5 litres of water rather than 3 times 2 litres of water. Or indeed, order the lot, which I did. So we had 3 times 2 litres arrive, 3 times 5 litres arrive and 3 times 8 litres arrive. Oh, Jonathan, it was a wonderful night. I never thought I'd be so pleased to see a lettuce. But what can I say? And your lovely, kind gesture of sharing your lattice with me. Not necessary, Jonathan. But what we did get... No, because something else happened. So what happened was this, you can only have a certain number. You can also only have a certain number of items in total. This is so complicated now. In fact, during the show last night, we have lots of different chats going on. Some of them can't handle more than the chat like you're in now, just a chat on a web page. But because some of them want to send us photographs, we also have a WhatsApp group. We could possibly do that for this, couldn't we? But that might get complicated. Let me know what you think. So we have this WhatsApp group where we can share photos. I mean, obviously, we have the Slack group where we could do that. they're not coping with Slack, trust me. They're not. So I've got all these windows open. And somebody sent something in. I'm trying to think now which one they sent it in. And I'm trying to keep an eye on all of the chats. Mike's running up and down with the delivery and stuff. And what had happened was, because there was a limit on the number of items in total that you could buy, some stuff had obviously just been removed from the basket while they put other stuff in. So it's like random, basically, what you get. And I realised I'd ordered something and it didn't arrive. So in the meanwhile, I'm getting texts as well. This is during the show. So from 8 o'clock. I don't know how I cope. I'm getting texts from the person who's your personal shopper, who's putting stuff in the basket and saying, haven't got this. Do you want this instead? And one of the things was the fusilli pasta for chili. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, they're offering me an alternative, but you couldn't tap on it and you couldn't make the image bigger. And it didn't say if it was gluten-free or not. So there I am presenting the show, dealing with the two chats, watching Mike downstairs, sorting it all out. And I've got this thing in my hand and I took a screenshot and I had to zoom in to see that the replacement was gluten-free. So I'm doing all of the replacement things. So by about 10:30, it had all calmed down a bit. And we were into the very heavy rock stuff. We were rocking away. There's a lovely picture of Lola looking not too pleased with us. It was her bedtime, bless. So it got to 11:30. So because of the stuff that had been left out the night before and the fact that one of these messages said we haven't got any of this and there's no substitute, I went and I looked and the item that they said they didn't have had come back into stock. So I'm doing a quick calculation. You need to order £15 worth. So I'm thinking, well, if I put in what they took out and I put in what didn't arrive because it was out of stock today, then maybe I can try again at midnight for another slot. I mean, it's just not the same, is it? If you're not doing the slot roulette business. So it gets to 11:30. I've got the overflow in the basket, the stuff they took out and the stuff that was out of stock and now was back in stock. So 11:55 comes. Now, I know, Kim, you were with us and I didn't mention this because I thought they've already had the delivery arrive. They'll think we're lock upable, but you know we're lock upable, so I can share it with you. So I did the fake checkout. Now, why I do the fake checkout, I make sure everything's in the basket. And obviously, if it said to me, yeah, fine, pick your slot, then I would. But at the point you come to check out, they check the stock levels of what's in the basket. And that takes fractionally longer. And you don't want that at the point of checkout if you're trying to check out within 2 seconds to get the slot. Hence, you do the fake checkout. When you get there, it says there's no slots available. And that's because it's not midnight yet. So I'm minding my own in the middle of heaven knows what kind of track. But it would have been a rocky track because it was 11:30. And with these two chats and Mike in his wig playing air guitar next to me. And I thought, I'll just do the fake checkout, see how we go. Well, expecting it to start complaining about something. You know, this isn't in stock or you can't have that many of that. He only went through and said, do you want a slot 8 o'clock tomorrow night? And I just went, yes. So I clicked it and I got checked out at 11:55. I am taking that as excellent news that it could well be that we're coming to the end of this and people buying too much on account of the fact they've all run out of money. Because the next thing that happened, might let Mike tell you that. No, I'll tell you now. The next thing that happened was Mike got a text. So obviously I'd bought all this stuff and I hadn't told Mike because we were in the middle of a show. When he gets a text comes in. Here's the ping. Looks at him. He looks at me and he just shook his head. And I thought, what now? So when we got another song on and the microphones were mute, he said, do you know what that text was? I said, no, because it was totally on my account. He would have got no notice of this. He said, credit card's just reached 90% of its limit. And I said, that wasn't me. Was it? Now, why I didn't think it was me, turned out it was me. I have a credit card on my Amazon account, and I actually have more than one. I think I've got two. One is totally in my name, and the other is in Mike's name and my name. But I never use that one. That's just a backup. So I keep saying to him, you know, my credit card bill's going to be astronomical because it's got all the food on it. You know, and when you, your food would be bad enough on a regular basis, but when you're buying like 3 times 27 toilet rolls, adds up. So I've probably spent about 60 quid on toilet rolls in the last month. So I said, you know, you must have bought something because that's going on my credit card. And he went, no. So we checked it. We can't even match up the amounts yet. All of them say pending and all of them are not quite what arrived, because what they're doing is they're testing your credit card for the total amount that it would have been before all the exchanges and all the missing stuff. But what we think they've done is they've just randomly used this other credit card that's on my account. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. So I said to him, well, never mind, just pay some off. Good job we're not trying to buy anything Apple-ish, isn't it? So yes, two deliveries in 2 days. The only thing I forgot to put on this order, because I got the slot before I was expecting it, was more water. Because every time I put an order in, I put water in it because we have the water. But yes, so we've got another one coming at 8 o'clock tonight, which is just over 45 minutes away. So if he's bang on time, you may witness this. Yeah, it's like a sort of hold thing, isn't it? But the thing is, you know, Mike doesn't have, if they have just picked a different credit card, and sometimes Amazon do that. When you're doing a standard checkout with Amazon, you get to choose the credit card. But when you're doing a food checkout, you don't. So it's just picking one. Make it hard if you don't have a high limit. It would. Now, you see, with mine, the limit on my credit card, I could probably buy a house. So I've never had to worry about it. So I've never seen, well, I wouldn't anyway, would I? Because we all know the bank do not have my phone number. So I don't get texts from the bank or anybody purporting to be from the bank. But Mike does. So it must have picked a different credit card randomly. This credit card that they've picked, the reason that he's got this, it's a 90% limit thing on it, is it's deliberately a very low limit. It's the credit card that, some of you may not be aware of this, but a good few years ago, let me think, 4 maybe. I think Mum had died, because if she hadn't, it would have killed her. One of our credit cards got hacked. And I said to Mike, no way, that's not us. I said, because I never use it. I never hand it to anybody for them to use. I don't put it in machines. Don't look at me. It wasn't me. What had happened was Adobe had been hacked and the credit card was on their records. They got hacked. Everybody's credit cards got nicked. So we had to put in for a new one, etc. So I said to Mike, we learned quite a bit from that. One, we need one with a reasonably low limit. One that will just, we will only use it online. We will never use it anywhere else. So that's what we did. We put a relatively low limit on it. I mean, when I say low, I think it started off about 1,000. And I think it's a little bit more now. But the other limits are just crazy beans. And I don't want to say, can you take my credit limit down in case I ever actually need it? I mean, once I was out and my car broke down and I needed to, the RAC, which is like roadside recovery, said they'd sort it out, they'd take me to a local garage. And the thing is, if you do that, you have to pay the local garage. And it doesn't matter if it would be cheaper at home, you have to pay whatever they need. And I wanted to make sure I always had enough credit for emergencies like that. So we deliberately got this credit card with a relatively low limit. I think we could have started with 500, but we use it online, and that's the only place that we use it. And that's how come it was on the Amazon account. But what we did learn, when, because we'd already kind of worked that out, but when it actually got hacked, oh my, until it happens to you, you have no idea that that will not do. It won't do, because when it's hacked, they need at least a few days, but I think it took over 2 weeks for us. They give you a new credit card number, new PIN, the whole lot. What on earth do you do with the things online that are now demanding payments? You don't want to use one of your other credit cards. So I said to Mike, get onto somewhere else completely so not the same bank, and get another credit card. I said, and that can be the backup to the online card. So we did. And that's how come we have a credit card with Sainsbury's. And it's the backup to the online backup. Again, very low limit. We never use it. What actually happened with the other one was it instantly got cancelled, which meant that stuff like Spotify and the Adobe stuff, if that happened to be going through within the next week, it would be rejected. So we had to get this other card swiftly. I think that's why we went with Sainsbury's. We rang about three or four. They'd all give us credit, no problem at all. But we were like, could you give us the number now? And we explained why. And Sainsbury's were like, yep, we can do that. So within an hour, we had another credit card. We didn't actually physically have the card, but we had the account. We went through all our online services and changed it over to the Sainsbury's account. And then when our other credit card came back with a new number and everything, we then changed it back to where it was. And that's why we have it as a backup. But yeah, this kind of stuff can happen, can't it? Your online credit card's called Elaine. Sorry about that. they want to keep increasing the limit. I think we've had ours up once. I think they have offered, and I think Mike has said no. But what can you do? I mean, you think one card's enough, and then you don't actually think it through until it happens to you, that actually you could do with a spare for that. Has she worn you out? Or is this running up and down the stairs after your news show? Oh, dear, he looks like he needs gas and air.
Yes, good evening, listeners. No. I did my news show. Then I went downstairs because I had to make room in the kitchen.
Yes, they are aware there's a delivery at 8. Yes. And no replacements. Whole lot's
coming. And,
of course,
hopefully they can hear me.
Yes, of course they can.
My story. And, of course, when I got to the kitchen, Madam wanted to go out and play. So I said to her, as we went out the door, I said, OK, choose a toy. And I went to pick up the big old rope.
Yes.
And she decided to go for the little orange dragon thing that she had.
Oh, she's obsessed with that at the moment.
She's not had it for ages.
She just switches allegiance. Yeah. This is what she's like. Jonathan says, hey, Mikey, you okay? Can't keep up with his daughter. That's what the trouble is. Oh, my. Yes, so credit cards, very interesting. So Mike did get the thing about the 90%. It was me, whoops, because they just randomly picked a card. They have done that before, but I don't know.
The online credit card is called Elaine.
Yes, because I'm tempting to buy things.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay that credit card bill, aren't I?
Yep, because I can't put another order until you do. I've got my Dino pasta. I'm quite happy.
Fine.
But I need water next time. Remind me.
You can't buy any tech toys either.
Oh, I can. Apple have another card. The sky's the limit on that one. Don't get going about Apple.
If you want to buy something from Apple,
I don't want to buy anything from Apple. Well, what I'd like from Apple or elsewhere is a computer that doesn't completely choke every time I need it to work.
I can help you there.
What, a Surface?
Yeah.
Do you know, I could seriously contemplate
in fact,
this.
I'd say that's better.
I had one of those. Mike's wafting a laptop at me.
A very heavy Asus laptop.
Was it 15, 16 inch screen? It's got every port known to mankind on it. It's fabulous. The only problem is mine did a Windows update and never came back. It's sat behind me waiting to be looked at, next to the iMac that's waiting to be looked at. One day I'll get a chance to look at them. Oh. Oh, wow. So you've lost cards, and that's stressful. It's the fraud was very tricky to spot, Jonathan. They only put through something like it's about $8.99, something like that. And it had some kind of hieroglyphics next to it. And Mike didn't know if it was me or not. So it went through 2 months running. And then I said to Mike, what is this? You know, it's not me. And we checked, and it was the card that was with Adobe, and it was all Adobe's fault. So they were very good with it. I mean, it wasn't an amount that would have been a problem if they weren't, but they were very good with it, and we explained who it was. We are incredibly careful. I mean, I know a lot of people have their cards cloned, don't they? All of my cards, when I go out, they're in a huge wallet, like a zip-round thing, like a travel pouch thing that you would put your passport in and your tickets, which itself is RFID'd. But then inside it, each of my credit cards is in a little lead wallet as well. So I am incredibly careful. I hardly ever use a credit card. Can't remember the last time I used one when I was out because I use my watch. What's this? Oh, Jonathan, your mum had someone try to book 2 first-class tickets to the UAE. Wow. No, this was $8.99.
I've got a common name as well.
What?
Kim's saying her identity gets stolen. She's got a common name. There's a guy who is a Catinian at another circle.
Oh, the Bolton guy.
Which, yeah, it was about 30 miles from here, with the same name. And a couple of months ago, he came to visit our circle, and the guy who takes the names on the door pointed it out to me. So I went over and said hello. I said, they call you Mike Thomas. I said, that's what they call me.
There's a picture of the two of you.
Yeah.
It got in the newsletter.
And of course, there's the footballer, ex-footballer.
Oh, yes, Mickey T.
And I've got his autograph. It says, to Mike Thomas from Mike Thomas.
Cool. But you know that bit with Jonathan and his mum? And she got a call saying it was an unusual transaction. The only time they had ever blocked anything of mine and said it was an unusual transaction, I was in the Apple store with my dad, and I remember screaming at them that it would have been unusual if I hadn't been in the Apple store. And seriously, if they ever get any transactions from shoe shops or clothes shops, it's not me. But they profile, don't they? Apple did that with their credit card. So they profiled, and ladies applying for it got a lower credit limit than the guys. So they would probably look at a transaction that went through from a shoe shop or a clothes shop and think, yep, yeah, that's normal. For me, not normal. Not normal.
No, you're not a girl like that.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. My mum was... Oh, no, which one was it? They changed all their names, didn't they? Her bank was based in Brighton, and they always used to come through and say Brighton on the envelope, so you knew exactly where it was from. Thankfully, she never had anything like that because she couldn't have coped with it. She was very traditional and did everything like when she was sorting out cash, it was all in little envelopes, detailed on the front exactly what it was. She was so organised, but she couldn't be doing with, you know, when they send things through and they want to start changing, oh, no, she couldn't be doing with any of that. Definitely, definitely not. So that's why I knew it was after she died, because if it hadn't have been, she would have, well, words fail me. She always said to me, if you lose faith in the coin of the realm, she would call it the coin of the realm, that's it. You know, so that's like the end of society. Can you imagine her right now? The nearest we got to it, and she could not cope with it. And that was funny in a way, because she wasn't relying on it, but Mike was. There was some weirdness. We must have been after about maybe 2006, 2007, something like that. Could possibly have been before MacBytes. I'm trying to remember when it was. I'll find out. But it was some weirdness in the electrical system in Manchester. Do you remember it, Jonathan? Because if you were at uni, you would have remembered it, because that's where the calamity really was. It was in town, Oxford Road area. And it was something to do with the routing and the grid and all kinds of stuff. And basically, there was no electric that was powering cash points and the telephone system. So the whole lot had gone. So you couldn't do your online banking, because you would do it via phone back then. It wasn't online. It was more phone banking. So, and the other thing was, you know, obviously you couldn't go out to a cash point because they weren't working. Well, she never used a cash point, and she didn't use telephone banking, thankfully. But of course, this thing was all over the news, and everybody's phone was out. It wasn't just that you couldn't use the telephone banking. You couldn't ring somebody 2 miles away either. And people saying like, oh, it'll be fine tomorrow. It'll be fine tomorrow. It went on for 10 days. When it finally came back, my dad got a phone call from the wife of a friend of his to say that he'd been rushed into hospital and he died in the middle of this, and she couldn't tell anyone. She had no means of telling anybody. She didn't have a mobile phone. If she had, she couldn't have rung landlines because they weren't working. It was awful. and my mum was going crackers. Mike couldn't get any cash at all. So it's like, well, I can't pay for anything. All the credit cards weren't working. It was like a nuclear meltdown. But pretty much that was what we're living in now, only it's worse now because now you've got to play Russian roulette to get a grocery delivery. She would never have coped with it. There's been so many times in the last 5 weeks that Mike said, do you know what? Thank God she's dead. I said, exactly. You know, I firmly believe you're taken when your time is right, and she could not have coped with this. We have a friend who's been working in there, and they're saying that there's people in with COVID that they're trying to treat, and they're finding it very difficult to communicate because they're in full PPE. And when they walk into the room, if these people are like half asleep, they must be terrified. It looks like aliens are coming in to deal with them. And my mum could never have coped with that. So it's a good job she had a life when she had it. Let's have a look. I'm going back up a bit. I think your grandparents are going to be fairly savvy with you behind them, Jonathan. I mean, we did have the priest last night. I wrote back and told him it was indeed spam. This thing had happened. It's one of the things that had been going around since before Christmas, and he's only just got hold of it. But it was fairly obvious that it was spam. But you do worry, don't you? Some of them are so good. You and I might look at them and instantly think, no, no problem with that. But yeah, they could fall for it. What gets me is the people who are telling me and Mike that they'll hear about something, won't they, Mike, on WhatsApp usually. Forward it on. It's obviously complete hooey. And they're telling us about security and telling us to be careful. Well, fine, fair enough. You know, maybe you don't realise that we do know what we're doing. But then they fall for something and then it's, oh, all my email's gone or X has happened, Y has happened, help. And you're like, well, why did you click the button? Because you told us not to. And then they do. It's crazy. I didn't know the card things had gone down again last year. We were in Asda when they went into complete meltdown. That was
your story.
That was hysterical, wasn't it? The Asda one. That was absolutely hysterical. And particularly in relation to your next point, Jonathan, where you said, I certainly don't carry cash unless I need to. This was so funny. It was about 2016. I think. And we'd been to church. We'd had our coffee afterwards and we'd gone shopping. And we actually, let me think which way around this would. Well, Mike would have been, we were both going in, but Mike would have been paying on his credit card. That's where we would have been at. So we get in and there's a board, literally a flip chart. And it had a scrawled message on it that looked like it was a joke. And it said, no credit cards, cash only. And what had happened was their entire network for card verification had gone down. Well, people were just, it literally was like a mass panic. People had gone to the cash point to get it. So just outside the supermarket, there was a cash point. So they thought, not a problem, we'll go to the cash point, get the cash, go in, do the shopping. Cash point had run out of money. I don't know how much was in it to the start of the day, but I can assure you by noon it was empty. So we stood there and we just looked at each other and Mike went, I haven't got enough cash. So I said, no, neither have I. You know, I don't have cash. So
Like the Queen,
I don't have cash. So we turned to go out. But just before we did, I said, I'm going to take a picture of that. You know, I'll tweet it. It's the kind of thing you would just tweet it. So I took a picture of this flip chart. And just as we turned around, I said, hang on a minute. And then you'll laugh when you hear that. I actually said to Mike, we can go shopping. He said, we haven't got any cash. I said, no, but I've got the dog's envelope. Now, you would need to know what the dog's money is. The dog's money in the dog's envelope. It was basically money that we had from emergencies with Maya. And it was in an envelope and it'd been kicking around for years. And sometimes I had it with me, sometimes I didn't. But because we'd been to church, I'd got this bag with me and I had the dog's money in it. So he said, is there enough? So we opened the dog's envelope and he had about £600 in it, didn't it? The vets are expensive. So if they can't take a credit card, we would be knackered. So I said, there's about £600. I said, I think that should do it. So we got to go shopping. So we went round and we slung everything in the baskets. And of course, when it came to get to the till, everybody was trying their cards. So the queues were horrific, so I took a few more pictures of people stood in the queue. Well, we were all Dunkirk spirit, weren't we, having a right laugh over it. And eventually we got out the door with our stuff because we could pay cash. So I didn't think any more of it. I tweeted this picture and I tweeted a couple of pictures of the queue. But I did say to Mike, I can't wait to tell Nina, because it's a standing joke with Nina and I. Every time I'm involved in going anywhere, there's a calamity. Honestly, seriously, we were going to IKEA. Motorway got flooded. Not often a motorway gets flooded, but no. It did. The next week, we said, right, we'll go to IKEA. The roof blew off IKEA. I said, well, right, we won't go to that IKEA. We'll go to Warrington in completely the opposite direction. We got onto the motorway. We didn't get to one junction. This time, the roof had blown off the chill factor at the Trafford Centre, which is an indoor downhill ski slope. So we got back to the house and I said, I think the universe is telling us we do not need to go to IKEA. So that's the kind of thing that happens to us. So the next thing we were doing was going up to Bury, which is that local place that has Slattery's with the fabulous cakes. So we gets on the road to Bury to find out, as I'm looking, you know, mindlessly scrolling through Facebook, that a sinkhole had opened in Bury. So obviously when stuff like this happens, I'm pinging Nina, she's pinging me. We have a laugh over it. So I said, I can't wait to tell Nina. Well, I didn't even need to tell Nina. Her husband, who's also called Mike, was scrolling through the news site, the local Manchester Evening News page. And he came across news about the fact that Asda was closed unless you had cash. So, you know, there'd been a major crisis with card verification. As he's scrolling through, he spots this photo, and it was the photo I'd taken of the sign. And underneath it had my name and a quote. What had happened was, he's like, oh my God, Elaine's out shopping and look, she's in the Evening News. Well, the two of them are in hysterics. But the reason that it had come through onto the page was, once I'd posted this picture, what was it like, Mike? It went viral. I got bombarded with all kinds. I got the Daily Mirror, the Express, the Mail, the Sun, local papers. They had a paper in Wales. They had a paper from abroad. And they all wanted permission to use this picture. So that was how come it had got on the Evening News site, and that I didn't even need to tell them. They found out about it. So I'm banned from going out. Can you now understand why I'm not allowed to go shopping? Every time I do, there is a calamity. I've never actually been in the indoor skiing place, but they did allow, I think it was in the summer when it was really warm, and they did open it for one day for dogs.
I remember that.
You could take your dogs in, obviously not skiing, but they, at the bottom of the slope, they actually had, you know, snow and ice, and they let the dogs go in there to cool down. So I'm quite pleased with that place. But no, I'm built for comfort, not speed, not downhill skiing. No, not downhill skiing. But every time we go past, it's like, is the roof on? It is in a very awkward spot, to be honest, in terms of the roof going, blowing on and off. But seriously, you shouldn't build anything these days. It's not been up, what, 10 years?
Not that long, is it?
I'm thinking Mum was here, maybe 7 or 8 years. And the roof's blown off twice. I should not be let out shopping. That's why we have a section in the podcast, Shopping with Elaine, because it never ends well, seriously. Kim, have you ever heard the one about the smiley coin in the trolley? That was one of my favourites.
Trolley Dolly from Hell.
The Trolley Dolly from Hell, the episode was called. That was an absolute classic. They'll never let me back in there, I'm telling you. That was, you'll know that one, Jonathan. It's the new Tesco's in Stretford. They will never let me back in there. They couldn't get me out the door fast enough in the end. What number was the Trolley Dolly from Hell? There it is. 2016 it was. Episode 106.
If you go to Google and you type Elaine Giles Asda.
Oh, good grief.
Your blog comes up first. And secondly, live chaos at Asda after cash machines stop working.
That's me.
30th of October 2016. And there we go.
Oh, there's my picture. It says an assign. As to
stop the link.
I'll post the link. I've got it. I've got it, Mike. There we go. Oh, I got a credit.
In fact, all the way down page one of Google.
Oh my God. I think so. Yeah, that one's mine.
It's good that your blog's first, though, isn't it?
It is good that my blog's first, absolutely. There's loads of pictures. Oh, there's one of yours there, stuck in Asda Stockport.
Me?
Keep going, Mike, you're famous too.
Where?
13:59. Scroll down. No, go to the Evening News one.
Yeah.
Scroll down to 13:59. You've actually put on it, Apple Pay, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mike's famous too. We were both in Asda.
Yeah, but it's your picture they wanted.
Yeah, well, that's further on, 1346. We regret to inform you we cannot accept any card payments. We can only accept cash. And there I am embedded.
Yeah, right at the top.
And right at the top as well, yeah.
With a name check.
I'm on the masthead with a name check. I think the Evening News was the first one to contact me. But it shows you how they get the photos, doesn't it? Because the Asda at the top, the masthead, that wasn't the Asda we were in. I think that's Eastlands,
John
isn't it?
John is impressed.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? I was viral for 5 minutes. The funniest thing to us was, though, we couldn't wait to tell Mike and Nina, and we get there and they already know. And he's tweeting me, he texts me with like, OMG, you are on Evening News' website. And at that stage, even I didn't know I was on the Evening News' website. Yeah, I am not allowed out shopping, Jonathan. I will be leaving the shopping to Mike for the foreseeable future when this calamity's over. That's why Mike does the shopping. But then that's why I plot and plan the installation of 60 metres of cable, isn't it, Mike? Because everything's fabulous in here now. We've got a bit of a way to go, but the 60 metres of extra cable we put in were Mike's microphone, Mike's mic, like lens, Mike's mic, an audio cable and another, an air and a spare, basically. So we told him about that last night, didn't we? And in the news show. Told him about it in the news show as well. So, that installation's gone pretty decently. And I know that my basket tonight has got everything in that I wanted. So I have zero reason to go out, Jonathan, and risk your ability to feed your grandparents. So I'm taking no responsibility. I will do online orders only. There you go. Online orders only. It's just not funny. The number of things that happen, and they're all really weird, like a sinkhole. And that happened twice, I think. It was up near Prestwich. You know the Prestwich junction with the roundabout? You go Whitefield one way, Prestwich the other. I was going the Whitefield way. It turned out the sinkhole was about 50 yards to the right when I was going left, thankfully. But it did become a standing joke. So if ever we see anything in the news about a sinkhole, irrespective of where it is, I always ping Nina and say, don't look at me, I didn't go out.
Jonathan, how can you enjoy the excitement? You're probably asleep. Or are you reliving it in the morning?
Oh, God, when you nodded off, that was so funny. And then I was saying, and this text remains editable. And I, in my head, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking, what can I... Oh, 2-1. And I thought that was so subtle. No one would ever have noticed that. I'm having a look, see if I can find that other one. Do you know how many sinkholes have opened up in Bury? This is frightening. A giant sinkhole in a garden. This one wasn't in a garden. This one was in the middle of the main road.
Must be something in the water.
No joking. Well, it's all that they're doing, isn't it? Shall I try main road? Bury sinkhole. Main road. It was the main road into Bury.
Getting ready for 2-2. An extra time and penalties.
Okay, in your dream. That's the one. Well, when was it? I thought it was about October 2017. So obviously, I tell Mike and Nina I'm going out shopping. And this happens on the main Prestwich Road outside the Marks and Spencer Food Hall, which is somewhere I can imagine Jonathan may indeed want to go. So do be very, very careful. He's having a nap. That's tantamount to cheating, isn't it?
It is.
Or is it just getting fit?
Getting fit.
Getting fit for the evening's performance. Well, you see, you can say you're getting ready for 2-2, but I've just told you I did a 5-hour show. So I can, just like the Energizer Bunny, keep going. Wasn't the longest we've ever done, though, was it? 7.5 hours was the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the first one?
That was the very first one. That was our end of year party. Mike, end of year party.
Oh, yes, end of year party.
It was fabulous, that one. Do you know, Kim, that is such a good idea. We can't go out, so you wish they'd repair the roads. So many people locally, because locally we've got, it's like potholes. It's just the surface, isn't it, that wears away to the point it's quite bumpy. And all they're saying is that we've not got the staff. Well, you know, there's a lot of people looking for work. So have you thought about hiring some of them, maybe? Because that's a job you could kind of do and so socially distance yourself. They're still empty in the bins, although possibly not the right colour of bins, but you know all about our bins. Oh, what have we got? Is he number one? I heard he was number one. I actually heard this morning, because that was comical, wasn't it, Mike? Michael Ball on Radio 2. Now, Michael Ball's the singer, but Mike didn't realise he also does, heading for number one. I thought he was number one, but that's the official charts, isn't it? Let's have a look. What day do they announce it now? Apparently, though, I thought you could just play it, but they said you had to actually buy it. Top 10 debut. Let's have a look. Well, he's number one at the moment, isn't he? What's LW and TW? This week, last week. Okay. So it's new this week, number one. Well, I hope he does it, but we were listening to it. And Mike didn't realise that the guy speaking was actually Michael Ball, but he was interviewing him. And as he introduced him, he said that it this time last week, which was noon on Sunday, he'd had a call from Captain Tom's daughter asking for Michael Ball's help in promoting it to get up to £300,000. And Michael Ball said, you know, I thought, well, we'll give it a go, but it's a big ask. He said, and I can't believe we're sitting here this week. And is it 26 million?
27.
27 now. It was 26 at lunchtime. Absolutely amazing. So it's Friday at 4. So it needs to be number one on Friday, 4 o'clock. And then that way it will be, because his birthday's a week on Thursday. Well, apparently you've got to buy it, according to Michael Ball. I thought plays counted. I'm sure it does. But some of the artists, don't you get? I thought that, Jonathan. I went into Spotify, and because I've been playing a lot of different types of music, you should see the stuff I'm being offered. And I'm looking at the names and I'm thinking, I've never heard of this person. I'm feeling so old and out of it.
Well, I'm thinking, having seen that table with this week and last week, I'm thinking that would be a good demo. You know where you have the little up and down pointy arrows?
Oh, he's got a demo. It would, wouldn't it? Because they haven't got them.
But I'd have to use some music that was more...
That we understood.
Yeah, that was more recognisable than that.
Go on, let's there's 20 there. Right. Michael Ball and Captain Tom. I've heard of them. Right. Weekend. Never heard of them. Is it week? There's an E missing there. Never mind. There's an O missing out of St John. Can't they use vowels these days? Well, I've never heard of the two of them. So one to two. We've got two on there. Beth Porch.
No.
I have heard of Drake and I have heard of Dua Lipa, but don't ask me to ever name anything. Who on earth is Feet? No, don't know that one. Joel Corry, no idea. Dojo Cat, no idea. Have heard of Sam Smith. I've heard of that one. I've heard of Mabel, but literally, you know, I don't know who these people are. I've only just heard of the name. I've heard of Harry Styles and Justin Bieber. Harry Styles and Little Mix. So there you go. Of those, I have heard of 10. The other 10, not a clue. I thought somebody said that Michael Ball and Captain Tom knocked Catherine Jenkins and Vera Lynn off the number one spot. But according to that, last week they were 72 and this week they're at 20. So apparently you actually have to buy it. So I looked at Mike and I said, it's going to sound really bad. I said, but can you buy these anywhere else other than iTunes? Because I've no idea how to buy a single anymore. It's bad. I did find it in iTunes. So I'll buy it in iTunes, but I'm going to wait till this week. So any purchases from now on will count towards next week. And the song is wonderful. They interviewed him as well, Kim. Can you listen to BBC, because I can send you a link, but I know they check for where you are. If you've got a VPN, you'll be able to hear it. It was a lovely interview with him. Michael Ball was talking to his daughter and saying, you know, so can I have a word with him? And she said, yes, you know, and I'll relay it because his hearing's not what it was. And it was a lovely interview. And Michael Ball said to him, we're hoping for Captain Sir Tom Moore. And he said, I'm going to put money on it. And the guy was so sweet. He said, I wouldn't put money on it. If I were you, you might lose it. If the Queen does not give him a knighthood for his birthday, the country will be in uproar. Absolute uproar. So she'll have to, seeing as though she sat there doing nothing. And it's her birthday on, was it Tuesday? She was supposed to be having a 94-gun salute, but she's cancelled it. Which is just as well. Now she's got something in common with Prince Andrew. Because she's got cancelled as well. Mind you, he was up to noughties, wasn't it? Still working on the VPN, which one to get. We're with encrypt.me. We've been with them a long time. The other one we looked at was Tunnel Bear. But the reason that we're with encrypt.me is it doesn't limit you on the number of devices and it doesn't limit you on the throughput. So that's why we went there. Is there a nighting season or does she do it any time? No, there's two nighting seasons. There's the New Year's Honours List and there's the Queen's Birthday Honours List. So it happens twice a year. The New Year's Honours List usually comes out Boxing Day, day after Christmas Day usually, sometime within that week. And her Birthday Honours List should be out pretty soon, shouldn't it? I can't remember. She has an official birthday and there's a real one. Her real one's Tuesday. Her official one is in June. So does it come out in June, the Birthday Honours List?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Trooping the Colour. So we've got a couple of months to go for that. But I don't see why she can't knight somebody if she wants to knight somebody. Why not? I mean, he's 99. He's 100 a week on Thursday. So why hang around? Why not just do it? Somebody said that what they could do is tell him that he will get a knighthood in the honours list and then he could put, like, you know, pending knighthood on it. But just do it, Queenie. Just do it. You don't actually have to have had the knighting ceremony to call yourself sir. So once he's had the letter from the Queen, that's all it takes. So she could send that out anytime she likes. What is an official birthday list? It's like Jonathan says, there's a committee. There always is. But people can make recommendations themselves. Right. What's an official birthday? She has her real birthday, which is April. But because the weather here in April not particularly great, the monarch has an official birthday. And her official birthday is in June. And that's when we have the ceremony known as the Trooping of the Colour. So it isn't, I mean, it is a big thing made of it because of Trooping the Colour, but it's just her official birthday. But her real birthday is Tuesday. So it's just that she has two birthdays. It's a monarch thing. Who knew? Charles's birthday's in November, isn't it? So I'm presuming if and when he ever becomes king, and I'd much rather it went to William, don't ask. Charles just annoys me intensely, I'm afraid. Mike's looking it up for you as to why the Queen actually does have two birthdays.
Yeah, I'll post the link.
But I'm presuming, you know, for the Trooping of the Colour, that would then become his official birthday.
King George II started it in 1748. He was born in November, which is not known in the UK for its good weather.
No, it's not.
King George wanted it to be possible to have a big public celebration, and November wasn't the time to do it. So given his actual birthday wouldn't be a good time of year for a birthday parade, he decided to combine it with an annual military parade in the summer when the weather would hopefully be nice. And that's where the tradition of an official public summer birthday for the monarch began.
Yeah, and the ceremony is the Trooping of the Colour. Yeah. Which happens outside Buckingham Palace. But not this year, because it's already been cancelled. So it won't be happening this year. No changing of the guard either. They've already, I presume, been confined to barracks. But that's all in London anyway, isn't it? There isn't really a national day of let's celebrate the Queen's birthday. Mm. That's long gone.
I took Lola out, Jonathan, and I see there's a lot of blossom on the ground. and she's been sniffing most of it.
It must be amazing to her, though, because all the pollution's gone.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast the earth heals itself.
Sticking to her nostrils.
I noticed that the other day. She came in and she had something white on her nose, and I thought, oh my God, she's had an accident. And then I realised it was just a flower. It's because she's sticking her nose in places she shouldn't. She's a bad girl. We're not too bad pollen-wise at the moment because the weather's not that warm. I would say today's just about right for me. Mm. I neither have the heating on nor a fan. But we literally went from having a fire in the office one day to having a fan in the next. But
I've
today,
got a fan on here.
Today's just about right for me.
I've got my little USB fan on.
Yes, Mike's got a USB fan on his desk. I've got a bigger one on the floor. But when it gets really warm, we have an industrial one, don't we?
We do.
Which is probably about 30 inches across. And everything blows like crazy. So it's a good job you're paperless. Another reason to be paperless. Oh, my. Oh, I definitely hope he makes it to number one. That would be wonderful. So did you see that sinkhole, Jonathan, in Bury? There's some strange things there. Yeah, that was what it looked like the day I decided to go there, which is why I'm not allowed out. If I decide I'm going out and I'm going to get anywhere near you, I'll let you know. And you can head over to Leeds for the day, for safety. Not even joking. You know, the evening news site does worry me from time to time, the stuff that's on it. Let's have a look at the homepage because there's bound to be some COVID idiot. There you go. What's this problem? Lockdown's worst offenders, rogue racers, con men, day trippers, selfish party people and the vile spitting thugs. Nothing like keeping morale up, is there? Manchester Evening News. Oh, all it does is make you depressed. Oh, have you seen that, Mike? There's another sharp rise in coronavirus deaths in Greater Manchester with 833 having died. Now, I don't know what that picture is. Mike? It looks like some kind of scientific thing, like AstraZeneca might look. But having looked at it, it also looks like an Apple store. I'll send you the link. Just scroll down a little bit and there's like a scientific picky. And it looks like an Apple store. We always said they look scientific, didn't we? What else have we got? Oh, there is some good news stories. There you go. People who've recovered, who are advanced in years, shall we say. That's quite worrying. Manchester NHS workers sign up for crucial COVID research. I mean, they're being guinea pigs enough. Oh, wouldn't fancy that. Wouldn't fancy that. So what's the latest, Mike, on when the football's going to happen?
No idea.
I don't know how they're going to get this season finished before they're going in to next season myself. There was a slight picture of Boris as well. Well, then it turned out they were focusing on his hand and I think his hand was shaking. So no sight of Boris, really. Boris isn't back. Not again. Oh, and more fire. Thing is, that took so many firefighters last time. We've got a friend who's in the Greater Manchester Fire Department and he was on like 12-hour shifts with it. I mean, it's not hot enough for that to happen, so somebody's set it alight. Hebden Bridge and Burnley, 200 metres long. Trouble is they then have to dig it out, don't they? We had a lot of problems last summer, Kim. Probably about 20 miles from us at the edge of the Pennines. And it's very peaty. And the weather was that hot, it caught fire. And it raged for weeks. And they had firefighters travelling 200 miles to take shifts. It was that bad. And it looks like it started again. I didn't realise you'd be able to see it from your flat. Wow. We could smell the smoke. The smoke smell was like a crematorium. It was awful. It was awful. So, yeah, we had all the windows closed. Then you wonder where the filth comes from. Mm. Because you're breathing that in, aren't you? If you can smell it, you must be breathing it in. So, yeah, we didn't venture up there. One of our suppliers is up there near the Reebok Stadium. Well, it's not the Reebok now, is it? It's Middlebrook. No, it's the University of Bolton Stadium, Middlebrook, Bolton, Wanderers. You know where I mean, retail park. And it's right next door to that. I have no idea how they managed to stay open. Because if we could smell it 20 miles away, oh, it was horrible, vile. Not keen on fires myself, Kim. Far too much experience with it for my liking. And you can never predict, because it depends on the wind and the channeling. You can never predict what's going to happen with it. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Which was why Rachel was so concerned when the idiots decided to have a Barbie outside her back door. Her back door opens out onto her little garden. And then at the end of the garden, there is no more. That's it. It's just a field then. There's like a ridge. And they're supposed to keep this. The owners of the land are supposed to keep the ridge clear. But it grows so fast and it's full of weeds. Sometimes you can't even get the bin out. So because these weeds haven't been cut back, and now, of course, they've not got the staff. The next door neighbour, I won't say it was close to Rachel's house, but the next door neighbour was out with buckets of water, throwing it over the fences so the fences didn't catch fire with the heat. No wonder the poor girl didn't get any sleep, and then she was on for 36 hours. People are idiots, and that's the clean version of that. Are there moors throughout the UK? Not really. There's certain areas. The Pennines is like the backbone of the UK. It runs down the middle from the border with Scotland down towards the Midlands-ish, isn't it? Nottingham way. Mm. It really splits the country in two, to be honest. The motorways go round it. So there is a motorway to the north, which goes to Leeds, which is where Jonathan's from. And then the one to the south goes round to Nottingham via Birmingham. But there are two roads that go across the moors. And on a good day, you can travel right across them, but they're very bleak and dark. Those two roads are Woodhead and the Snake Pass. And as the name implies, it has to crisscross across the land to get there. But the first sign of bad weather, and they are both closed, because they're so high, it snows. So I don't actually like travelling that way. We travelled back that way with my first Mac because we went over to Derbyshire, which is the other side of the Pennines, to collect it. So we headed south, and Mike took the scenic route, didn't you, via Stoke-on-Trent?
Yeah.
Yes. It took us about 5 hours to get there. So when we came back, we said, you know what, we'll just go straight across the moors, which seemed like a good idea at the time. But it started, now bearing in mind, this was April. It started hailstoning, and these hailstones frightened all of us witless. They were about the size of grapefruit, and they were bouncing off the car. The dog just sat there and looked up at the roof as though, what's happening? It was horrific. I've never had a good journey across there. I went to a football match before we met. No, we had met, hadn't we? Yes, I think we'd met, because I said, was that the one I sent you the letter yes. from? It was, wasn't it? Yeah. So I went to this football match, but you didn't.
The hell were you?
Yes, and he was supposed to be coming. At the time, we were just mates, but he didn't turn up, so he didn't come. So I bought a Twix. That was back when, well, I know I didn't eat the biscuit, I just ate the top. I got this Twix, and when I'd finished, I wrote this note. It was like, where the hell were you? Because he hadn't come on this trip. We got stopped by the police on the way. So we didn't get there till literally the death for this match. And on the way back, they went back via the moors. Oh, my. Never again. That was the last time I went on an away trip on a coach, Mike.
Not surprised.
I went twice, just for the experience. I went to Aston Villa, which is in Birmingham, which is about 120 miles away. And I went to see United play Nottingham Forest at the City Ground in Nottingham. And that wouldn't have been bad if we'd have gone not the scenic way. But it was bad. That was bad. So those are the two matches I've been to. If you want me at an away match, I'm going to have comfort from now on. Because those coach trips, no, they don't work for me. It would be beautiful to drive along the Snake Pass now. You would actually, Jonathan, that's quite true. The problem with the Snake Pass and Woodhead is the slow vehicles go up there and you can't overtake. It's not wide enough. So there's oncoming traffic and then we all get stuck and you're up a hill and down dale and your ears are popping. It's not a pleasant trip. But I can imagine right now it would be. Years ago, you saw a movie, Kristen Scott Thomas, A Nun Who Inherited a Wool... I don't know that one. A Nun Who Inherited a Wool Factory. Oh, let me find out. can't even imagine what that one would be. I've not seen that many movies with her, though. Is that our toy? Oh, Mike's looking out the window. Is it our delivery?
No.
No, I didn't think so, because she wasn't packing it till 6:30. And I haven't had the little notification that says he's 10 minutes away yet. Right, let's have a look. It wasn't the English patient, was it? Because I saw that one. Oh, my. How many flaming films has this woman been in? Good grief. Which one could it be? I'd have to guess. I don't know. Can we look that one up? It's a nice little map towards the bottom of the homepage. You can see where they all are. Oh, the national parks. Sadly, the national parks are pretty much closed at the minute, aren't they? And there's also the National Trust, and sadly, they're closed as well. Let's have a look at the... Where are they all? Let's have a look.
I've been to Dartmoor.
Or Exmoor. Can't remember which one. Very bleak. We've done the Lake District, haven't we? That's lovely. I have been to Loch Lomond and the Trossachs, but I was so young, I don't remember it, but I would love to go back. I adore Scotland. Done the Peak District, but again, only bits of it. Been challenged to climb Snowdonia. Not happening at the moment, let's just say that. But the Yorkshire Moors, I wouldn't want to go to the Yorkshire Moors, would you?
No.
The Yorkshire Moors you can see off the motorway between Manchester and Leeds.
I have been up there.
I've been up there. I turned off once and turned back on. I was not going across it. It's unfortunately where the Moors murderers buried their victims, and some of them haven't been found. It's one of the creepiest places. It's bleak and it's horrible. I can't imagine going up there and, you know, doing like a walk. No. Body and Soul. Nope. I've never heard of that one. Let me have a look. I'll do a search on there. Right, have we found it? Oh, come on. Oh, it was a miniseries. 1993. Why did I not know of that? Because a miniseries, it would have been on TV, wouldn't it? I recognise her face, but no. Sister Gabriel leaves the convent to help save her family. No. What channels was it on? Let's have a look. Who produced it? Come on. In the full summary. I do wish they'd tell you who did that, because then you would know where to start searching for it. Right, company credits. Red Rooster for Carlton TV, so it was ITV. That's our independent TV rather than the BBC. It could be on Prime, you never know. Have a look for Prime Video. You don't spell video like that. Not good. Right. Prime Video. Body and Soul. Oh, why have you taken me there? Body and Soul. Oh, my. I don't think that's the one. Oh, I've just gone to Amazon to look for it. I think I need to focus more on the video side, because this is... Don't go to Amazon and look for Body and Soul. She's nearly got some clothes on. And that looks like the gay fiction section. Ah, Amazon Prime Video. There we go. Let's have a look if it's available. Doesn't look like it is. Oh, that's a shame. There's also meditations and stuff, but doesn't look like it. I'll keep my eye out, though, because I like that kind of thing. I don't know why I hadn't heard of that. It is pretty old. I think ITV have got a deal with the public service broadcasting that you've got.
There's always one, Jonathan.
Jonathan, that's what people say when they're told not to go out. Now you know how they feel. Yeah, have you got the one I've got with the very tight red clothes on? Yeah, that one. Don't do that. It's disgusting, isn't it? And here's me trying to find... Kristen Scott Thomas one. Yeah, no, she's not going to be in that, is she? Right, let's try it. Let's try it by her name. We might have better luck. Oh, we got lots now. But have we got that? Well, if I tag a name on the end, that'll work, won't it? I'll be determined to find this yet. It is. It's available as a DVD. You're not going to believe this, Kim. It's a US import. That's the only copy they've got. It's a Region 1 DVD, which is US and Canada, and it's £22.98 plus £1.26 delivery. We've got to import our own material now. How silly is that? Why don't they just release it on a British label? Nope, there's a lot of other films of hers, but nope, that's the only one. You'd have to import it from the States. Ridiculous. That's the point I turned to eBay. Because sometimes I've got some great stuff from eBay doing that. Oh, this is fun, isn't it? Let's see if it's a little bit cheaper on eBay. If they've even got it. I've done some imports as well from Norway. There's a CD and some press photos from 1994. Loads and loads of press photos. And indeed, there is a DVD set. Oh, yes. This one's only £8, but the postage is £18.50. They'll get you money somehow, won't they? We'll have to wait for a repeat. I'll keep an eye out for a repeat. So what are we all planning for this week? Heading back to work or something? No. I'm continuing with my course this week that I'm taking and the course I'm making. I've already got next week's by request framework sorted out, aren't I, in hand. I've got to catch up on Slack, terribly behind in Slack. And other than that, normal week for me. How about you?
Same for me.
You're doing all of that as well, are you?
No, normal week for me.
A normal week.
Apart from Tuesday.
What's Tuesday?
Warrington's.
Oh, he's got a meeting, a virtual meeting.
Yeah, one of the other Catinian circles is having a Zoom meeting, but the guy who is running it has only got the free version. So it means we wrap up in 40 minutes, which suits me.
Do you know what would be funny? I mean, all you've got to do is go out and go back in again.
Yeah.
So we might end up in
well,
two.
Well, with a new meeting.
Well, with a new meeting, yeah. So Jonathan's hoping to have their add-ins resubmitted to Microsoft for them to find issues. They didn't like the fact we'd use Word in the title of one of the add-ins, and yet Outlook was fine. Hello, Paul. Alarm issues. Yeah, we've been having a whale of a time. Jonathan was tempted to do notice. Told him not to do something, and that was the first thing he had to do. So now he's in disgrace. We're working out what we're going to do this week. So I've said what I'm doing. Mike said what he's doing. Jonathan's going to be annoying Microsoft. Keep it up. What are you going to be doing, Kim? Kim's got a task, actually. I've got homework for Kim. Homework. Mike's wondering what.
No, I know.
Oh, you know. Yeah, you've got to tell us what you'd like us to play next week, Kim. You got to pick a request and let us know. We actually had an idea, didn't we? We'll have to try that next week, where we broadcast to two stations at the same time and have like a handover.
Handover.
Mm. Yeah. Handover between shows. I'm liking that idea more and more. Still trying to cut Kiva, poor Kiva. She's still escaping. You know us, Kim. Anything goes. Anything. We had Ernie again last night, didn't we?
We did.
Do you know, I do love that song, though. It's so good. I love it. We did get one recommended for next week that's 17 minutes long. But I think people would think we died, especially hearing the song. I've never heard that one before.
I used to think Americans would never have heard of English music.
Oh, no, English music's fabulous.
And then the first time I went to the States, there was a report about Oasis being involved in a car accident. And they was all shook, all bruised up.
Oh, yeah, they were all bruised up. That's Manx speak, that. The songs are varied, Kim, considerably.
The Beatles.
Yeah. So Paul's digitising some old DVDs. Do you know, Paul, that's so funny. Because we've got a friend who put out a request on our group for a VHS recorder. And I thought, what on earth is she doing with that? But, I mean, they've been in lockdown for 4 weeks, so she's bored senseless. So I thought maybe she's, you know, maybe she got something to digitise. Turned out her and her mum sat and watched 8 hours of family VHS tapes. So a friend had one and said they can borrow it until the end of quarantine. And they're watching all their old VHS tapes. And I said to them, you want to convert that to DVD? And there's you converting the DVDs.
She's posted a couple on the WhatsApp group, I think.
No, it was in Facebook. Facebook, I saw one. No, yeah, this girl's now, she's just had her 40th birthday.
Facebook, WhatsApp, they're all the same to me.
Well, no, messages coming in, I'm like, where's that one? Where did that one go? She's just had her 40th birthday, but in this video clip, she's playing Neil Armstrong in the moon landings in a musical. And she's brilliant. Did you see all her little moves? She was doing it like the really slow thing, as though you're fighting gravity. Oh, she was brilliant. I think she said she was 9. And the funny thing was, her headmaster, who was giving her some kind of award on one of these old VHS tapes, we know him, but luckily she had to say who it was because I would never have recognised him. Whoa, I would never have recognised him. We've still got some old VHS too. We have got about 9 ways to digitise them, and I must admit, I'm a little bit behind. So I haven't really done that much. I did a few. I think at the time when it was in my mind, you know, let's get that converted. Storage space, it needed so much storage, it would have cost an absolute fortune. Now I've got some more cloud storage, I suppose I could go back and do some of that. But now I'm too busy creating content, taking courses and making courses.
So that's Kaz in the spacesuit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't the movement amazing? She's so cool. She was a dancer then, you know. One thing I did spot this week, who saw this? I think it was yesterday. There's been a concert on. Some, as Mike said, it all got a bit political. But Elton John was supposed to be doing a set for this charity thing. And he'd moved, well, let's have a look. Set for coronavirus, that's the one. So this is from Rolling Stone. And it's saying, was this? I think these were actually still images from the set that they did. Well, that one can't be because there's somebody behind him. Let me have a look if it's in the news, because there was a picture. Mike, did I have that over here? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? This concert that was on last night?
Yeah.
I know you know. I'm trying to find it.
John, Donald Trump wanted to get in on the gig.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's what Jonathan says.
Unbelievable. Just stay out of it, man. Let me see if I can actually find it. I had it opening a page. That's my problem. I open stuff in pages and it never sees the light of day again. Right, it's not that one. Because I had a question. I had a question for everybody. So it was very important. Right, let's try and get that one. Is it that one? There it is.
Is it the Daily Mail?
I think it's that one. Was it in the Daily Mail?
I don't know. The Daily Mail is now giving me a "we see you're using an ad blocker" message.
Yeah, just ignore it. It was a picture of Elton John anyway. And he had moved his piano to the garden for this to take place. And I said to Mike, whoa, stop there, dude. What's this business of moved the piano to the garden? Did he do it himself? Because if not, who moved the piano? Because you're supposed to be in isolation. There's a couple up here.
Here we go. I've got one on this site. Breaking news alert. Sometime between the first primetime coronavirus relief special 3 weeks ago, Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America. On Saturday night's One World Together at Home, Elton John has gotten himself to a piano, or a piano has gotten to him. The superstar on that earlier show that he'd been marooned without one when sheltering in place went into effect. It'd be nice to believe that, in the fine print of global lockdown orders, getting a damn piano to Elton John has belatedly been written in as an essential service.
Not just me thinking it, then. No. Yeah, this piano was the size of the Isle of Wight. And it said, and it's in his garden. And I said to Mike, well, I'm sure it doesn't live in his garden. So how did it get there? Oh, it's just... Oh, seriously. Seriously. I give up with them. So complete success with the delivery last night, wasn't it? Got a delivery tonight. Will not be placing another order until next week. Might leave it to Friday, because I do love sharing it with you. And I believe in the power of the hive mind. You send me such positive vibes, I tend to get a slot when I'm doing it live and not when I'm not. So we may do this thing all again next week. Excellent. So that's it for what we're doing this week then, isn't it? Yeah. And I've had my pasta, so I'm a happy bunny. Happy bunny. I can't wait to see what comes tonight. He should be, I reckon, probably about 10 minutes away. But I've not had the message yet, Mike. Still no message. Soon as I get the message, I will let Mike know. Now, don't frighten him like last night in that wig. I was saying you were on one side of the door in the wig and he was on the other in a mask. And yet we felt it was completely normal. Oh, you enjoy that, Paul. Excellent. Shopping live with Elaine. You've actually missed some cracking stories in this show about shopping with me, hasn't he? Oh, we've been rife shopping with Elaine. What I'll do is I'll get this show done instantly. It's the first job. It's going on a post-it note. Listen, post-it notes. It's going on a post-it note. I will do this show instantly and get it in the feed. And you'll have to take a listen, Paul. Oh, there were some shopping tales. Some shopping tales.
Talking of feed.
Feed.
Talking of
Are you ready to be fed now?
Yeah.
Right. Have you decided now you're going to eat?
Yeah.
He was offered food 2.5 hours ago and said, I'm a bit full.
I was a bit full.
But now you're not.
I was a lot full.
Well, right. We'll go and find something to eat. In true traditional McBite style, we will go and find something to eat. Oh, these national parks. Is this all our national parks? Oh, we'll have to unpack Pies Meetup.
Yeah.
And we can do all of the National Trust properties as well. Are you in the National Trust, Jonathan? We joined for my birthday, didn't we?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
To rejoin for your birthday.
Yes. I'd been to... there was a Catania weekend away, wasn't it, in Telford? Yeah. If we ever never see Telford again, it'll be too soon. I could actually tell you something about Telford. If you want an idea of what Telford's like... This sums it up perfectly, you know. Who wouldn't have an abattoir in their garden? Just saying. But that's Telford, isn't it, Mike? You weren't surprised when I said
no.
Telford. Well, we went down there and we went to a National Trust property full of dogs, wall-to-wall dogs. Absolutely loved it. So when we came back, we joined. Mike said, so my birthday was on a Sunday. So we leaves church and Mike says, and here's your birthday present. And he gives me this card to get in the National Trust. So we headed off to the National Trust. We did it with... Google Maps, didn't we? Mm. Sadly, Google Maps had no idea where the park was. So we ended up all over the place. And we got there about 20 minutes later than we would normally have done. So we get out of the car and we're like two new idiots, no idea where to go. We were heading over to this tent that hopefully we thought would have a map. When behind us, we heard, oh my God, Mum, Dad. And it was Rachel. And we had no idea she was going up there for a walk that day. She was thrilled, wasn't she?
She
walked us round. She showed us everything. We did the entire walk, didn't we? I think it's 2.5 miles. Yeah. Then we went for a sit down, thankfully. Did I mention comfort, not speed? But we had a fantastic time. It's definitely worth doing again. Absolutely. Nobody thinking of joining. Oh, Jonathan, you do need to join. It's fabulous. It is very, very good. It's worth it. I think I paid for the first one I went to about £12 for the day. We've got a joint membership. I think it's 120, 130 for two of us. But that covers you for everything. So you can go. We can go as many times as you like. You don't have to pay to get in. There's lots of other special offers with it as well. And of course, you're helping the National Trust. So we did the Teddy Bears Picnic. That was a classic, if you remember the photos. We did the, what's it called? The Christmas Trail. That was fabulous. Yeah. We did the one with the picnics. We did the...
I wonder if they'll do that again this year.
Oh, heaven knows what they'll do. I mean, they're actually all... They usually start selling the tickets in June.
Yeah.
But they sell out anyway. It's a huge thing. We wanted to take Mike's mum. But obviously... His dad got ill before Christmas and we couldn't do it. So we were hoping to do it this year. And now we're not sure if we're going to do that. I looked that one up, Kim, and it looks gorgeous. That was a little bit south from us, wasn't it? But it looked beautiful. The only one I went to, what was the other one called, Mike? Oh, something Hall. It'll come to me. There we go. Oh, and it's got Catholic with a collection of Catholic treasures. Unfortunately, at the moment, totally closed. But you could at least tell me where it is on a map. That would help. I'm sure it was down south. South from us. But yeah, they make a great thing to go to for a day trip if it's within, you know, a distance that you can get to. I wonder why that's happening. I'll sort that out as well. We'll all have to have a meet-up, I'm telling you. One day we'll all be able to meet up. I'm not putting a date on that or even a year, but one day we'll be able to meet up. But right now, we're going to say goodnight because I'm on the promise of one, a delivery, and two, food. Excellent. So, same time, same place tomorrow, guys. I do hope so. We are heading into week six. Oh, my. We're going to cope with this. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Just think of all the family we've built up. It's brilliant. Love it. Warwickshire. Warwickshire's probably about 120 miles away. Something like that. But it can be done in a day. Thank you very much. Good luck on the delivery. It will be here. It'll be fine. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be great. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both
see you next time.
Stay safe, guys.